We're launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We will take your calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind. Coming up, Mark, you've got the latest, the 2010 Economic Freedom of the World Survey, the report from the Heritage Foundation has just been released, and we'll give you some of the details from it here. But first, an email, a follow-up email, actually. Guys, I called into the radio show this Monday about the $90 fee that I had to pay for locking myself out of my apartment. And I still had a few points I wanted to make, but the call ended before I could raise them, and he says, that's fine, I understand you've got other callers and a show to do. So here are the quick points I wanted to make, and I still appreciate your opinions if you have time at all. So just to bring you up to speed, and you, Wayne, those of you listening that may not have heard this particular incident, a gentleman called in. He made it clear that he absentmindedly locked his keys in his car, and at the same time, his house key was also in his car, so he couldn't get into his house to get his extra key to get into his car, and so he had to, or he felt he had to, call the landlord. And it was late at night, so it was after hours, and it was a $90 charge to get somebody to come out and to unlock his door so he could go in, get his extra car key, unlock his car, and get back into his the places he needed to get into. And he pointed out that when he made the phone call to the management company, that it was not made clear to him that there would be a charge incurred for this. They just simply said, well, we'll send someone right out, or something to that effect. They just sent somebody out, they unlocked the door, and then later on, he was presented with a bill. I think a bill came in the mail that said, okay, well, now you owe this $90 for the unlocking. And, of course, my first question was, well, was this in your lease? And he said yes. In fact, he looked at his lease later on, and, yep, there it was, that there was this fee. And one of the points we didn't clarify, Mark, and that you and I were kind of left wondering that night was it specified the price in the lease? Or did it simply say in the lease that that you will be assessed a fee for opening your door? Was it specified, or was it just kind of, well, we'll just charge you whatever we want, right? Because then your objection to that would have been, Mark, that, well, they could have assessed you a fee of $1,000 if they'd wanted to, and then would you have to pay it simply because the contract says that you'd be assessed some sort of fee? Well, he points out that although it was in my contract with the landlord company that they will charge me a fee for unlocking my apartment room, specifically, he says, $70 during office hours, $90 after hours. And I did sign said contract. My problem is I was unable to review my contract because it was locked inside my room. Had I been able to access it before the company went through with unlocking my apartment, then I certainly would have altered my actions in light of the information, likely by waiting until their office hours the next day, when the fee would have been $20 less. So, here's his question, he says. Do you believe that each party in a transaction should be obligated to completely memorize their contract and suffer consequences for not remembering every last detail of six, or let's say dozens more, pages of fine print in the event they're unable to physically review the contract before proceeding with actions relevant to that contract? And I would say, of course not. I mean, it's silly to think that anybody is going to be able to memorize all the provisions of that contract. On the other hand, I still think it's caveat emptor, and that that it's your responsibility as the tenant to, if you have any question about exactly what the process is going to be, when you call them up and you say, hey, you know, I'm locked out here, and I'm not sure what this is going to cost me, what's this going to cost me? So he kind of felt like it was just a freebie because they didn't tell him that it was going to cost something, and I agree with him that it would have been the right thing for them to do to say, well, let's see his name, Sam. Well, Sam, if we come out now, it's going to be $90, but if you want to wait till the morning, it'll be $70. And I think that would have been good customer service for them to do that.
Right.
And but it's his responsibility to ask if he wants to know.
And my sort of complaint here is that I think that there are too many times in life, and I think a great example example is at a restaurant when they'll say, you want some chives on your baked potato or you want a little sour cream on it? And you're like, sure. Turns out a dollop of sour cream's $1.50.
Mm-hmm.
You could have gotten a tub of Brickstones at the grocery store for that $1.50, but they charge it. That little dollop, and that's $1.50. And I feel that that's wrong when they do that. They should tell you, would you like a dollop of sour cream? It'll be $1.50. And then you can say sure or no. You can make your decision at that time with that information. And I feel that that's...
I agree with you that that's good customer service, but at the same time, it's also your responsibility to say, oh, how much is that sour cream if they don't just out and tell you?
Right.
I want the sour cream. How much will it cost me?
When it comes to restaurants, some people don't feel comfortable asking how much does that cost because it's kind of... It can be tacky, and
especially if you're on a business meeting or you're on a date or
absolutely
something like that. People will make decisions about you based on that,
and they know that you're not going to ask, so they're just going to charge you. And
right. Well, I think that's the reason that they shouldn't do it. I think that's dirty pool. However, now, after I read this email that mm-hmm. he sent, what else could the landlord do about advising this fella of the charges? Do you know what I mean?
Well, no, I don't know what you mean. What
well,
you mean?
He put it in the... Apparently, the charges were in the lease.
That's
it's
correct.
$70 for a lockout, $90 an off-hour lockout.
Yes.
And what else could the landlord do? I mean, you know, obviously, the guy's not responsible.
They could have informed him at the time of the call. They could
have the lockout company could have, but that's not in
well,
there.
Well, I don't recall if he called the lockout company or if he called the management company. I think he probably called the management company for the apartment, and then they called whoever they needed to call to get the... door.
I think that
the apartment building, you call the manager.
I think that it's also sort of an understood part of life that if somebody's coming out and it's not business hours, 9 a.m. to mm-hmm. 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, that you're going to pay extra.
Sure.
And I, you know, after reading, I was on his side on this one until I read the email where they gave the specifics in the contract. What else is the guy supposed to do in order to inform you of the costs? And I feel he's the landlord's fulfilled whatever obligation he had.
You know, some of the better landlords I've had in the past will actually go through. They'll have two copies of the lease, and they'll go through every single thing with you before you sign it.
I've done that too.
That's the best way to do it because then he probably would have remembered something like that. Whereas if he just says, here's a lease, sign it, you may just kind of skim through it and maybe not read it all the way and forget that provision. But if the landlord actually spells it all out with you and goes through every provision of the lease with you, you're more likely to remember it.
Yeah, and I think that it shows good customer service, and signing a lease is an important act for most people, and they're willing to spend a half an hour with you going over the piece mm-hmm. of paper. And I think that it's best to do that because mm-hmm. sometimes there'll be provisions in the lease that you need that a landlord should go over people with. Whether or not you can have pets, how, you know, if a visitor can come with a pet, you know, things like that. There's all kinds
smoking.
Of, smoking is a very big issue.
So he goes on to say, he's got another point here in a moment, but on the first issue with the lockout and the charge, it seems to me that each party should have the right to review their contract, especially when fees, et cetera, are involved, and also that each party should understand and be understood to understand the nature of the proceedings at the time of the actual incident. In my case, I'd obviously not memorized the contract or had access to it or had the nature of the proceedings explained to me before they took action. That's why I'm so dubious of their entitlement to $90 of my savings. And I would say that, of course you have the right to review your contract before you make a move. But I understand his point that, the contract was out of his physical ability to grab, mm-hmm. that's why it's your responsibility to point that out. Hey, I'm calling because my door is locked. Before you send somebody over here, what's this going to cost me? That's all you have to do. What is our agreement? I'm asking you now on the phone. That's your contract review. It's your opportunity was right when you connected to the person on the other end of the management company to say, hey, I'm one of your tenants. I can't access my lease right now. What's it cost to have somebody come out and open up my door? Oh, well, that's $90. Oh, you know what? I'll call a locksmith. Thank you. Click. Because you aren't being held hostage in this situation. And that's one of the other points I think he gets to here in a moment. The idea that he couldn't do anything else. I don't think that's true. You can call a locksmith.
Right. Well, he sounded like a young guy. He didn't probably didn't understand that somebody could have opened the car too, where his keys were. If you had AAA or your mom's AAA or something like that, somebody would have come out there, included in the membership.
Right. So we'll get
there
to
are a lot of options.
We'll get to his other point here in a moment. 800-259-9231. And hey, live and learn. I mean, we get to where we are by making mistakes.
Sure.
There's more coming
this
up
is
here.
A small one.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, active and separated U.S. military personnel. This message is just for you. You're entitled to benefits that are not available to the general public. You deserve them. Your family deserves them. And we want to make sure you know about them.
This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Did you know VA programs can allow you to buy a home with no down payment? Or refi with cash out up to 100% of your home's equity? And, because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI, toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and our features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, You just need to click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. Plus, you can go into our podcast and go all the way back to the beginning of 2009, free for you at freetalklive.com.
It's like time travel. Take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine, and you can experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. If you use the proxy link beneath each one of the search results, you'll have privacy on that website, too. Proxy service is something you normally have to pay for on the Internet, and startpage.com provides it to you for free. Take their 7-day challenge today at startpage.com.
All right, we continue here. I'm going to get back to the email in a moment, but we've got a call that's relevant to what we've been discussing here, and that is sort of the idea of hidden charges. Someone who claims to be a restaurateur is on the line here, Mark. Let's talk to Donald in Nebraska. Donald, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
How are you guys tonight?
Hey, Donald, what's on your mind?
Well, you're talking about customer service and hidden charges and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Numerous times I've had people come in, you know, they got a full-price pizza. I got a deal, I give them the deal. Why? Because if I give them the deal, they're going to come back, and they're going to buy more food.
Yep. I entirely agree. If there's if for some reason they feel like the guy on the other side of the counter is out there swinging for them, then that's all it takes. I think auto mechanics should take a clue from that, because in areas where people feel like they have an advocate inside the business, that you've got guaranteed business.
Absolutely. Word of mouth travels farther than you would believe. You could just spend thousands of dollars on TV time. It's not even as powerful as word of mouth.
Yep. And that dollar that you take off their pizza, it pays itself back, a hundredfold.
It does. It does. And I've been in the restaurant business for over 15, 20 years now, so...
So then you would not be somebody who, when someone orders... something unusual on their pie, will just hit them with an unspecified charge. You'll let them know?
Oh, yeah. We let them know how much it is and right up front.
There's lots of different pies out there. What do you do to make your pie better than everyone else's?
Well, we're one of those national pizza chains.
I see.
So,
well, there
yeah.
you go.
but it does make a difference how you make it look good.
Very good. Anything else you want to share tonight, Donald?
No, that's it. I just keep going, guys, and I listen to you every night.
Are you calling from Lincoln?
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, ah, very good. Yeah. Still on a pirate station out there. That's great.
Oh, wait, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you own one franchise of one of these, or did you own several, or what?
I'm just the RGM, and I am part of a franchise, yes.
Gotcha.
All right. All right, cool. I don't have any other questions. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for supplying food to the people that are hungry.
Yep. 1-800-259-9231.
We love our pizza delivery listeners.
pizza and late night radio go together.
Sure do. All right, we continue here, and we can jump back here into the email and then get back to your phone calls. So the emailer, Sam, he's concerned. He locked his keys in his car. He then could not get into his apartment because his keys were in the car, and... So therefore, he had to actually call out the apartment management folks to have them come out and get him into his apartment so he could get a spare key to get into the car to get his keys. And he's just bummed out about it because it ended up costing him $90. It was an after-hours thing, and it's even though it's specified in his contract, he's still upset because he wasn't able to review the contract because it was locked in his house. And, of course, as I pointed out, all you had to do was ask. Call up and then let it be the first question. Hey, what's this going to cost? I don't recall what this costs. What is this going to cost?
Now, this is something that you have no shame when it comes to. I have been out with you, and you will ask, no matter what, you ask people, what does it cost? And I think that practice diminishes over time the sort of, whatever embarrassment one might have over asking the price, because you just always know.
Well, you're already embarrassed because you've locked your keys in your car. So, number two, he says, this is actually my main problem with the whole rotten situation, which I was unable to get across on the show, extortion. Even though my apartment room itself is owned by the landlord company and they have a right as property owners to exclude me, the renter, from the apartment under certain contractual circumstances, the fact of the matter is that my private property is still contained within that room, and for them to charge me a fee for access to my private property is a form of extortion. Let's say, hypothetically, that I had been aware of the unlocking fee under my contract and chose not to request that company unlock the room because I was too poor or whatever to afford the fee. Would the landlord company still have a right to deny me access to my own private property?
And here's the reason. The landlord company provided you with a key. If you lost your key, would you expect the landlord company to provide you with a brand shiny new one without any kind of charge? That's ridiculous. They provided you with a key. You have access. You locked that key in your car. I mean,
they're not responsible for your mistakes.
They're not. And the same argument could be made, because essentially what the argument is that the landlord company is responsible for letting you in your house the moment you want to be let in your house. Why don't they have a doorman service for you? I mean, why did you have to wait the half hour or 45 minutes for these people to come out? Well, because that's a reasonable amount of time for somebody to show up.
Sure. He says, I think the answer is clearly no, because this would be extortion under threat of theft. That's why I believe that this particular aforementioned contract clause is in at least part fraudulent and unethical. I have a right to my property. Fees and contracts be damned.
I agree with you do, and you can get in your property as soon as you unlock your car, which you locked your keys into, and where your key is to the apartment.
They aren't keeping you out.
Right. The landlord isn't responsible for paving the way for you to get there. If you're in Canada, they don't have to send a Learjet to get you to bring you to your stuff. So, no, your thinking's twisted on that one.
Yeah, he also has other options. He could have called AAA. He could have called...
Sure.
A locksmith, like you were saying. So that wasn't his only option for getting in his car.
But it was the option he which felt the most immediately apparent to him. It's the option he went with, and now he's got buyer's remorse as a result of not doing his due diligence and thinking about...
He was busy. You know, like, things were happening quickly. He made the decision that he made, and, you know, that's
fine. Well, I don't know
fine.
How quickly things were happening. You're locked out of your car. There's not much else you can do.
A lot of times you want to get back to
right, you
life
want to get back
as
in.
Usual.
Sure. So he was making quick decisions when he could have... You know, called up a friend and said, hey, my keys are locked in my car. What would you do? Or, you know, try
Mom
to...
is a good person to ask in these circumstances.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You had
Bad.
Other options. I mean, you could have broken your car window if you really wanted to. Then you'd have had to pay a few $100 to replace the car window. So, I mean, some of the options would have been more expensive. Some of them might have been cheaper. I don't know what a locksmith will charge you to come out on a short notice call and create a key for you, but it's probably less than $90.
Yep.
Or maybe it's more than $90. I don't know.
And another idea is to leave a key at a friend's house so that they can help you get in if you need to.
Yeah. Or next. Yeah, right. Somebody you trust. Exactly. Yep. So, it's not extortion at all. I mean, if you had, for instance, just not wanted to, if you'd wanted to wait and get your stuff back, you could have said, well, I think this is extortion. You're trying to take $90 from me, so I'm canceling my lease. Okay, well, then you lose your security deposit, but they'll probably go ahead and unlock the door for you at that point and take the money out of your security deposit, so you wouldn't have to pay the $90. You could then get your stuff back, and you could leave the apartment building. But you signed the agreement saying that you agreed to these terms. If you didn't like it then, you should have negotiated it. 800-259-9231, that's the safe CAI toll-free line. Not that they would have moved on their position. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income. earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG. Unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to bring up whatever you want. Dial in, toll free. Number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231. SACL CAI, toll free line 1-800-259-9231. 9231, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those, including our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. Word of warning, it is a virtually unmoderated forum, so keep that in mind. bbs.freetalklive.com. Mark, tell me about the Institute for Humane Studies.
They have a summer seminar program that is going on, well, accepting applications right now. And there are seminars on 11 different topics all over the United States and major cities spanning the country. And they'll provide meals and housing while you're attending the seminar. Because all you have to do is be of the seminar age, you know, somewhere around college age, whether just going in, just coming out, or right in the smack dab in the middle of it, and go to libertarianseminars.com. That's the deadline is March the 31st for libertarianseminars.com.
We continue with your phone calls going over across the pond to the UK, where Najib is on the line. Najib, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Yes, hi, Wayne. Hi, Mark. I would just like to thank you, first of all, for your wonderful program, and I'm a huge fan. I used to live in the U.S. before moving to the United Kingdom, and I've always been a fan of Present Planet TV and InfoWars, and I really want to thank you.
We're not affiliated with those websites.
In addition to those websites, I'm, you know, a huge fan as well. I'm always like for free information, and I always I would like to share accurate resources with everybody here. And certainly, I mean, your show is an amazing show.
So, what is on your mind tonight?
I would like, I'm reading up on the news every day, still trying to keep in touch with the U.S. and, you know, my previous home before moving to the U.K. I was born and raised in the Middle East, and my family had to move, and, you know, we first went to the U.S. and we lived there for a while, and because of the war in the Middle East, and we came from Lebanon. And we had the devastating experience with Israel, and you know, it always I always had a sense of awareness. Like I had to have a sense of awareness in the and what's going on in politics. And you know, I love the U.S. and every day I'm trying to you know, try to keep up with the news over there. And I'm really saddened with what happened with Congressman Kucinich, and you know.
You mean where he decided he was going to vote for the healthcare thing?
Yes. I think there should be more, it should receive much more media attention, and because it's really dangerous what's going on, and this whole crisis has got the world confused, and nobody's even politically savvy these days. I mean, these things could be possibly crimes happening, and they should receive a lot more media attention.
How do you think they got to Kucinich on this, him flipping his potential vote on this health care bill?
I mean, if you're on Air Force One, the Godfather can make an offer you can't refuse, you know. So I think this should be a heated issue right now, and it should be studied. I mean, it's kept a secret, not only from maybe the other Congress, but certainly from the American people. And the American people deserve to know the truth.
Well, I know that a lot of people are pretty upset about the healthcare issue, and there are even some people are even talking about disobeying and not going along with it. And as far as I'm concerned, that's great news. I just wish that more people would be willing to disobey on more issues. It's a shame this
Absolutely.
Is the only one.
That's coming into this country. I think
I
see
so.
A lot more of that now, and luckily, because this healthcare issue is very, very contentious. I'm just really surprised because out of all the Democrats, I think that Kucinich is probably the most principled one, even though we might not agree with his principles.
Yeah.
And to have him say he's for it, even though he says he actually doesn't like the bill, but he's going to vote for it because he said when you get a ride with the president, something like you have to listen. I don't remember it. It's something like that. It just didn't seem right to me.
And by the way, I mean, the same people who are causing this mess as we speak are the same people who have, you know, led the U.S. and a lot of other allies into this senseless wars in Afghanistan and in Iraq. And now we're talking about another one, Iran.
Iran.
And,
yeah, it's crazy.
You know, these guys are really greedy, whoever they are. I don't know, like, I hate to think of it as a conspiracy or something, but there definitely are a group of greedy people who really...
Yeah. There are certainly people in search of power who are willing to do whatever it takes to aggregate themselves more power.
Yeah, it would be hard to imagine that the people that make the things in the world that go kaboom aren't, you know, giving money to campaigns and hoping that the lawmakers make more situations where they need things that go kaboom. I mean, that's hard to believe.
And it destroys wealth, too, because when you blow things up, then you have to pay to rebuild them top of all that.
Indeed.
So, Najib, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Just my last thought here is that it's important that we all look at the social aspect. I mean, there's a message when everybody's watching this, you know, on the 6 o'clock news or whatever. I mean, it's also kind of telling people in a way that, you know, the system will reward you if you do the wrong thing. So, it's also an important thing that we should think about with the future generations and you know if we're talking about freedom, and freedom depends you know, depends on choice. I mean, if you have choice to begin with, and if people are just guided by these crazy thoughts, I mean, it has very dangerous repercussions in the future.
Sajiv, I want to thank you for taking the time to call in tonight from across the pond there. Thanks for the call at 800-259 9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, I completely agree with reaching out, especially to young people, and getting them on board with the ideas of liberty. I was just out at the local high school today, as a matter of fact, holding up a freekeen.com banner with one of my associates, other activists here in town. And it's just a great, effective way to get people's eyeballs on your message. I mean, we're standing out front of the high school when they get out of school, so it's really like a 15-minute window where we just – it's a 15-minute activism. You stand there for 15 minutes, you smile, you wave, you hold the banner up, and then you go home after all the buses are gone, and you get a whole
bunch
of – What
are kids' reactions?
Very – I would say mixed. I mean, of course, you're dealing with high school kids, so inevitably you're going to get the angry, testosterone-fueled teenage boys that are flipping you with a bird. We got probably about three birds today.
That's not bad.
But nobody yelled – normally you get a, you're a fag. You get somebody yelling at that at you.
As if they know what a fag really is.
Well, I suppose they have some idea.
So, normally you get one of those, but we didn't get one of those today. And we got a bunch of waves and peace signs and thumbs up. So I have more positive responses than the angry teen negative
Any
responses.
Free candy or pizza involved?
No, that's a little creepy. Free candy?
Yeah.
All
right, so 800.
The high school kids are bigger than you are, Ian.
So most of them are, yeah. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. But it's very important to reach out to young people because, in fact, we've actually got a young lady on the high school campus recently who went into the library and put some flyers in books in the library to promote the things that we're doing here. And, of course, we've got the 420 celebrations, which attracts a younger crowd where people are smoking cannabis on a daily basis in downtown Keene. We're talking about mostly people that are late high school, early 20s, that age range. So that, I think, does something to reach out to these folks. And these are the people that are going to be the decision makers down the line. These are the people that are going to grow up, and many of them are going to stay in this area. You know, I think it's far more effective to reach out. And I'm not just talking about here in New Hampshire, just in general. For you, if you're reaching out to young people, it makes more sense to me to reach out to high schoolers than to college kids, because college kids are more transient. They're going to come in. They're going to leave, a lot of them. They're coming from outside of the area, and most of them are likely going to go somewhere else once they're done with college. Not that it's a total waste of time, because obviously you want liberty people everywhere. But if you're focusing on a certain geographic area, targeting the high school students, I think, makes the most sense. Not to say that you should exclude anybody.
Yeah, you know, it also it's more bang for your buck, because the kids are going to live longer than adults.
That's true as well. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But don't hold the message back from anybody, just if you have to choose. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. And sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture your products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. You can listen in via our live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions. Plus, we got our webcam, which has just been upgraded. It's now operating at 480 lines of resolution as opposed to 240, so twice the clarity. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com, and you can get our listen lines as well, which allow you to call in with any phone that can dial long distance and listen 24 hours a day if you like, over at listen.freetalklive.com. It's all free for you. Now then, Mark, the story is out of the Heritage Foundation, which is one of the two organizations that on a yearly basis comes out with. The Heritage Foundation calls it the Economic Freedom of the World, I believe, report.
Yeah, it's at heritage.org, and it's this one says 2010 Index of Economic Freedom.
Ah, and then there's also FreeTheWorld, I believe, .org that comes out with another Economic Freedom Index.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't always rank the countries in exactly the same order, but one thing that's consistent between the two rankings is that the United States is never number one.
That's correct. And generally, the United States is going down rather than up as far as its score. Sometimes countries will go down faster or up faster, you know, for whatever reason. But generally, the United States is seems to be moving in a downward direction. Maybe that's just my perception. I haven't looked at them, I haven't looked entirely, but that's certainly the case this year.
So what's the news?
Well, do you want to – I've got the list here. Do you want me to read the list and sort of we can talk about who's where and that kind of thing? Or do you want me to read, sort of the United States and what they have to say about it?
Let's see what they have to say about the U.S. And where was it last year? Where is it this year?
Because
I know Hong Kong's number one. I mean, Hong Kong just knocks it out of the park.
You're right. Hong Kong's number one by, like, 3 points. The United States economic freedom score is 78, making its economy the eighth freest in 2010.
Now remember, we're talking just economic freedom. We're not talking about social freedoms, and that's why Singapore is number two on the list. Even though they're very repressive socially, economically, they're pretty free.
Yep. Its score is 2.7 points lower than it was last year.
Uh-oh.
And reflecting notable decreases in financial freedom, monetary freedom, property rights. Monetary freedom means they printed a whole bunch of money in 2009. Property rights, the United States has fallen to the second place out of the three countries in North America.
Right. And by the way, this isn't a... this isn't like an anti-Democrat thing. Even though the Heritage Foundation is a conservative think tank, the U.S. has been ranked low on this list for as long as we've been talking about it for years.
It was at number 13 when during the Bush administration there for a while. So, what I find most disturbing about this is Canada moved above the United States in economic freedom.
Mm.
I consider Canada to be a socialist place.
Well, here's another statistic from there that's really interesting, too. During 2009, the index of dependence on government in the United States has increased, while the number of taxpayers paying into it declined.
Wow, I didn't know there was an index of dependence on government. Is that from the same study?
It's from the Heritage Foundation.
Oh, but so they have a different index. Gotcha.
It's a different index. But if you actually overlay those two, you can see there's a bad trend happening here.
Yeah. Apparently, the trade freedom and freedom from corruption has gone up in the United States. That's what they're claiming.
Yeah, which is not right.
Yeah. The U.S. government's interventionist responses to the fiscal and economic crisis that began in 2008 have significantly undermined economic freedom and long-term prospects for economic growth. Economic freedom has declined in 7 of the 10 categories measured in the index.
Uh-oh.
Uncertainties caused by ongoing regulatory changes and politically influenced stimulus spending.
Just as an aside, speaking of regulatory changes, I saw a story recently about the new toy regulations. We talked about them before they went into effect, and I believe they have now gone into effect. Remember when we discussed this last year? The federal government has made it so that all new toys and all toys, period, have to be tested for lead, amongst a couple other things, and at a cost of thousands of dollars per toy. And, of course, this is no big deal for Mattel or Hasbro.
They produce a great deal, a whole bunch of each individual toy.
Right.
But if you're a guy who carves ducks out of wood,
you have to test your duck, even if you're only going to carve three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's crazy. This new regulation is so crazy that Goodwill and the Salvation Army and other thrift stores have started throwing out literally millions, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of toys, of children's toys, baby clothes, things like just old products that there's no way they could afford to test them because they're one-offs. They were given to them. They were donated by people who are having garage sales and things like that. And Goodwill basically has to tell folks, sorry, we can't take this. If it wasn't manufactured after this piece of legislation passed here in January of 2010, if it wasn't manufactured at that point in time beyond and it has its certificate of lead freedom or whatever, then we can't take it. So pretty much every single product that has been on the shelves of a Goodwill or a Salvation Army that poor people could come into and buy, you know, get stuff for their kids for cheap, it's all gone. Mm-hmm. It's gone now. If you're poor in America, you've got to go to Walmart or you've got to go to the toy store and pay 20 times more than you would otherwise have to pay to get toys for your kids. And clothes. That's gone too.
Yeah. A lot of those older toys that were made 20 years ago were made better than the ones today.
Sure, there's
not. And they're actually less likely to have lead in them when they were made back then than now.
But you have to test it, Wayne. Otherwise, you can't sell it. You mentioned regulations that have happened within the last year. That's one, and that is so devastating. I mean, the effects of that one piece of legislation are going to put individual toy manufacturers, mom-and-pop operations out of business, and it's hurting poor people because they can't get their hands on used toys.
Yet another reason why we don't really have a prayer of an economic recovery until we can get out from under all these regulations.
Absolutely.
And all this baloney.
Well, besides regulatory changes, politically influenced stimulus spending has discouraged entrepreneurship and job creation, slowing recovery. Mm. Leadership in free trade has been undercut by Buy American provisions and stimulus legislation and failure
to compete when your competitors are being backed up by the state.
Failure to pursue previously agreed free trade agreements with Panama, Colombia, South Korea. Tax rates are increasingly uncompetitive, and massive stimulus spending is creating unprecedented deficits. Bailouts of financial and automotive firms have generated concerns about property rights. So that's what the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank, has to say about freedom in the United States.
So number 8 is where the U.S. is at on their charts?
Yeah.
And who's 1 through 7?
I'll tell you that, but it's kind of interesting. They have their chart broken down into sections, mm-hmm. essentially 100 through 80, and nobody's at 90 and above. Even Hong Kong isn't at 90 and above.
Right.
Okay, so, you know, nobody's free economically, but they the highest ranked one is 89.7 Hong Kong. So the ones that are in the free category, 100 through 80, that's the dark green here, are Canada through Hong Kong, 7 through 1.
So Canada being number 7.
Right. The United States makes it into the mostly free category.
Hmm.
It's not even by a hair. It's by two full rating points, percentage points.
Right. And it seems to take quite a bit to get a percentage point up at this level of the scale.
We lost, the United States lost 2.7 points this last, mm-hmm. in this year. So the United States went from free to mostly free.
Yeah.
In this last year. That's really sad and sick and disgusting.
Now, of course, to be fair, we are talking about the entirety of the United States. It might be a little more interesting to break it down and see New Hampshire compared to California.
Well, the Mercatus Center rated the freest states and found that New Hampshire was basically in a dead heat tie with South Dakota, mm-hmm. and was it Colorado, mm-hmm. was the other one? There were three states that were basically in a dead heat. For a tie, and New Hampshire, you know, got the hair's breadth over the other ones. So I don't know where New Hampshire would compare to Hong Kong or Singapore or any of these. But number one, the Asian tiger, Hong Kong, always.
Right, I thought we were going from 7 down.
Well, I haven't given 1 through 7 yet.
I thought you gave 7 as canon, and we're going to go down the list. But anyway, go ahead.
I'd like to give 1 through 7.
Okay, go.
Okay, Hong Kong number 1, Singapore number 2. Always these,
yep.
two. Singapore
hasn't changed as long as I've looked at it.
Right. One should make the caveat that if you spit your gum on the sidewalk in Singapore, they'll beat you with a stick.
Yeah.
Number 3, Australia. Mm. I'd like everyone to listen to this list and think of how many of these countries that you consider to be socialist. Australia, New Zealand,
no
4.
Constitution.
Yeah. New Zealand really can't be put into that category as socialist because they don't have a constitution, and so their government can change overnight.
Well, socialism is right, but the policies are what would be socialist, not necessarily the constitution. Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Ireland number 5, mm-hmm. even though they're in the economic downturn right now, and Switzerland number 6, Canada of course number 7, and the United States number 8.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves as we continue on here. Out over 3 is coming up. Plenty of time for your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.